Now, the latest story in our series on U.S. mayors and the challenges they face in these tough economic times. Today, we go to Redondo Beach, California. It stands apart from many cities because it is not in trouble. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, that is thanks in part to its mayor.
Mike Gin's office is like him, sturdy, not fancy. The wood panel walls are hung with the memorabilia lots of politicians like to keep around. Exchange gifts from sister city La Paz, Bolivia. Tchotchkes from official trips.
We have some relationships with Shenwu District in Beijing, China, so they gave us some cute little souvenirs in the Beijing Olympics.
There are plaques and awards and visible traces of family, like the framed flag that draped his father William's coffin.
That's my dad's. World War II guy. Okay. Two Bronze Star medals, and he's an amazing man. My husband right there.
That's Jin's husband of 3 years, partner of 14, Christopher Kreidel. For Jin, the fact that he's one of the few openly gay mayors in the U.S. is no big deal.
You know, for me, it's always just been a part of who I am, just as much as being Asian or being Chinese American.
It's no big deal for Jin's constituents either. He's won twice, running as a Republican in a heavily Democratic state. And his ethnicity and sexual identity are way less important to mixed-income Redondo Beach residents than the fact that Jin knows how to manage the city's money.
I've always had a very fiscal conservative outlook in terms of my view of government. And I believe there is a role for government, but, you know, we need to make sure that our taxpayer funds are spent in a wise manner and that we really keep things in check, if you will, fiscally.
At a time when California is drowning in red ink, Redondo Beach, population 67,000, has been spared the bone-deep cuts many other cities have suffered. A lot of the credit goes to Jin, who asked for concessions from several important city groups, police, firefighters, Teamsters.
What's really helped us is, I think, has been the trust and has been the partnership that we've developed with our employees.
Jin told city workers he wanted to avoid layoffs if possible and preserve the services that make Redondo Beach an attractive place to live. So he did something radical.
We asked them to come up with ideas and to come up with these ways to address our budget deficit, and they did.
Each employee group or union did an internal assessment and decided what would work best for them. They made concessions such as shorter work hours or a moratorium on cashing out vacation time or curtailing overtime. Every group was able to make the requisite 6% cut. And budget managers were very careful. Result? No budget deficit.
So here's the entrance.
So despite the tanking economy, Redondo Beach was able to build a new environmentally progressive library on the site of its too small old one. But Chief Librarian Gene Scully says there were concessions here, too.
When we opened this building, due to budget issues and staffing issues, we can only be open 4 days a week.
That's why it's so quiet here now. The library won't open for a couple more hours. Too bad, given the airy space, the banks of computers, the glass-walled children's room. Sully says she also went from 7 paid staff members to 3 when retiring employees weren't replaced.
That's where we're hurting. So we're very tightly staffed. And to me, the important thing is to be open. You can always take a little longer getting the materials back on the shelves. But if you're not open, they can't come in to get them.
Many city businesses are doing their bit to help Mayor Jin cope with the cutbacks. Mike Morales is head of the Business Improvement District in Riviera Village, an area of restaurants and upscale stores at the south end of town. Morales owns Harmony Works, a shop with lots of handmade crafts, jewelry, and art. Under the thrum of a humming fan, he says Jin's flexibility has been key.
That makes a ton of difference, especially in a business point of view. You want to go work with the city and someone that actually wants to sit down and plan things and work it out for the best betterment of everybody. It makes the city a community, not just a city.
And that is exactly what Mike Jin is hoping his legacy will be when he steps down in 2013 as term limits mandate.
I hope that after I'm gone, that these partnerships that we've developed will always be part of our community. And that hopefully that'll be a wonderful blueprint for future leaders.
Especially when cooperation could be the key to economic survival. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.